Without solid leads, the case quickly turned cold, but that didn't stop speculation from running wild. One theory suggested a jealous ex-lover. Susan's high school boyfriend, Tim Holloway, had reportedly been seen in Maplewood a week before the murders. Police questioned him extensively, but he had a rock-solid alibi. He was at a family reunion in another state. Another theory pointed to a disgruntled client of Mark's. A man named Victor Redding had sued Mark over a botched renovation job. Redding denied any involvement and passed a polygraph test, but his erratic behavior kept him on the radar. And then there was the most chilling theory of all, a random act of violence. Could the midnight caller have been a drifter, someone passing through Maplewood with no motive other than chaos? The thought terrified the community.